This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub is hosting a mobile makerspace in Springdale this month. Free classes and workshops will be offered through November 23rd. Earlier this week, Pierce Gordon, the inaugural Innovation Fellow in Residence at the Innovation Hub, came by Studio 123 to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the initiative. To begin the conversation, Gordon described the North Little Rock-based Innovation Hub.
The Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub, as a part of Windrock International, is a 25,000 square foot facility that focuses on the creation of impassioned entrepreneurs and passionate makers. So when you go in, the first thing that you see and think that it would be is only a makerspace, but it's much more than that. It's a co-working space. We offer opportunities to meet, make, and learn. People from a wide variety of backgrounds, from artists to people trying to start their own businesses. We have folks that do 3D printing and ceramics and screen printing and laser cutting. We focus also on micro manufacturing of certain goods. If you come in and have no idea how to create a tangible thing, we or people that are very closely related to us can help you manufacture a small-ish amount of those things. We also run different events from kids coming in that want to see a maker show and have tours around the entire area to different organizations holding conferences. Recently, there was a design thinking conference held by an organization supporting churches trying to develop ways to innovate in their area. It's a litany of different programs and opportunities that we try to support in developing this work. And in doing so, we realized that making is a powerful catalyst for change for adults and kids. And we realized one big problem, especially in Arkansas, is access. So in doing so, we, over the past, maybe even over a year, have been rolling out the Mobile Makerspace program, where we take maker tools, like those 3D printers and ceramic wheels and other resources, put them in carts, put them in a trailer, and drive across Arkansas. We've gone to schools, we've gone to conferences, and we had the opportunity to bring this space before, in which we did for a day, maybe a couple of days or a week, to an area for a month. So we're here in Northwest Arkansas to do a 30-day pop-up innovation hub and makerspace in Springdale. And we teach classes like screen printing, ceramics, drone flight school, social media marketing, micro manufacturing, woodworking, a whole litany of things, totally free.
So what's the goal of this project if it's only temporary? What are you hoping that people get out of it?
So from what I understand, the Walton Family Foundation saw what we do and was extremely excited about the idea of what making entrepreneurship, makerpreneurship could do for a litany of communities that did not have those access. They came in and said, there's a lot of people in Northwest Arkansas. It's very diverse and has been for a long time, but the people that focus on entrepreneurship don't reflect the community. And they wanted to change that, and they were very gung-ho with creating a permanent makerspace like the one that we have established in the Innovation Hub that has a rich culture and many different communities coming together and making what they want and need. And we said, okay, that sounds cool. Let's put a hold on it first. Let's develop a pilot. And that's what this program is, the opportunity not just to determine the wants and needs of the community, but to have the community be a powerful actor in what the space becomes.
So how's it going so far? Are you reaching the audience that you were hoping to reach?
Yes, very much so. There always definitely can be more. And we want everyone that is listening to this thing, if there's one action item that you could that you could do when you listen to this thing, is go to us. We are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and Sunday 1 through 4. We're at 302 Holcomb Street in downtown Springdale, right across from Lisa Academy. But to answer your question, this particular entity was designed to be focused on Latino, Latina, Latinx, Marshallese, and Black American communities. But literally everyone else is interested. We had some people coming in saying, okay, this is useful and powerful, but what about the Cherokee community? Where could they be involved in this? And they came in. We had a long, strong conversation about that. And there's a few other communities that have come forward, particular entities that have said, yes, we're interested. Let's make this happen. How can we make this happen? And we say, come forth. Let us make this together. This main activity is directed, this first pilot is directed towards adults. And definitely we've been very inclusive to folks that have the opportunity and can sit in classes for long periods of time and pay attention, if you catch my drift. But in doing that, we also have to cater to the reality that families are immensely interested. So we've had kids running around this entire place, serving their needs, creating a kids' corner in the back end so that the parents can feel safe about what they're learning. And actually, that's one of the main ways we get people in, by getting the kid and showing them what screen printing is and getting really excited, then showing the adults how they can learn and benefit from the skill shares that we offer.
So how do I sign up for a class?
Ooh, you go to arhub.org/NWA. That is where most of the places are. We also have all of our classes available on Facebook. If you search for Innovate NWA, that is our tag on Facebook. If you look for it on Instagram, you look for it on Twitter, you should find it there as well. But the main place, the first place, is definitely arhub.org/NWA. Hablamos Español. We have Marshallese translators as well. And if you feel uncomfortable with that information, then you can also call or text that a number that goes to all of us, 479-222-0206. And an email as well, nwa@arhub.org. So all of those different ways that you can connect to us, you find the way that makes sense for you, come to us, and we'll make it work.
Well, good luck with the rest of the pilot, and thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you for having us here.
That was Pierce Gordon, the inaugural Innovation Fellow in Residence at the Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. The Mobile Makerspace in Springdale is hosting a free community make night at 5 tonight. The event will feature drone races, virtual reality, food and beverages. More information available at arhub.org/NWA.